CRJ225, this is your final podcast for week 8 of the summer semester. There's two parts this week. As noted on the assignment forum on the course site, the due dates are different and the times are different for this week as compared to weeks 1 through 7. So pay attention to that and hit those deadlines. I'm going to try to keep this as brief as possible, but you need to listen all the way through to get the assignment for this week. When we began this journey, I told you that a part of the goal for this course was to develop your skills in reading, analyzing, and applying the statutory elements of given crimes to facts or given factual situation. And we've now traveled through the spectrum of criminal statutes for crimes for which people can be charged in the state of Illinois. These are the crimes that police respond to, that police investigate, that state's attorneys evaluate and prosecute, that defense attorneys defend, that judges preside over hearings and trials of, juries decide, and appellate courts review and provide the rest of us with the guidance, the type of guidance you saw in the case law as we moved into the case law towards the end of the semester. Along the way, it was intended that you would now be better able than you were at the beginning of the semester to distinguish robbery from burglary, as an example, an assault from battery, and a murder from manslaughter. Now, ideally, you leave this course with a much better understanding of the general elements of all the crimes we have explored and studied together this semester. But as I told you back at the beginning of the semester, one of the most important things you will learn and the things you will earn in or have earned in this course is the skill to be able to find, to read, to analyze, and to apply the actual statute, because that's what we do no matter what career you head into in law and justice. That's what we do. If you take nothing else away from this course, I hope that it is a practice of looking up the statute for any offense you find yourself responding to, investigating, evaluating, prosecuting, defending against, or judging, or just being interested about, curious about. Because the likelihood is that if you're enrolled in this course, you have an intention of serving the public through the law as a police officer, or probation or corrections officer, as a paralegal, as a legal assistant, as a lawyer, as a judge. Who knows where you may go? A friend of mine passed away recently. He was a police officer like myself before becoming a lawyer. He then was a lawyer for about 20 years and he served on the Illinois Appellate Court from the 3rd District. Dan Schmidt. Dan was a character. We ran around a little together and served on different committees for the Bar Association, and he was a character. You never know where your career is going to go. The reality is that for well over 50 years, we've offered this course at Illinois Central College, and for 40 or so years since I took this course, myself and our other graduates have served in these roles as well as in positions, any position I just listed that you can think of. I have faith that should you choose to enter one of these career paths, you will serve others through the law faithfully and appropriately, with the sky as the limit as to what capacity and for how long you do so. I hope, and if you don't, that's okay. It's really okay. If you find out that the law isn't for you, there's lots of other things we offer at Illinois Central College. But if it is for you, I hope that this has helped draw you in and pique your interest. I definitely appreciate your efforts over the semester. I know summer's especially hard, but I appreciate your effort any semester, but summer, it's a little difficult. We're cramming things together as we are this final week. We have a lot of material to cover, a lot of things to do. Not as much in the way of you having to learn things, but you do have some demonstration and analysis that you're going to perform. So, if you need my help sorting out your career path, for advice about other courses, transfer opportunities, master's degrees at some point, graduate degrees, law school as a reference, don't hesitate to contact me. That's why I'm here. That's why my predecessors were here. It's what we've done for our students in these programs and at Illinois Central College since 1967. God willing, I hope to stay mentally and physically healthy enough to be doing this for a long time. Much more longer time than I have already. I've been doing this long enough that a lot of my initial students back in the 90s have now retired. So, but I plan to be here because if you haven't kind of gathered it, I love this. I love the law. I especially love law and justice. And the criminal law and criminal procedure was my first love. That was my first interest in the law. And it'll always be where I like to be. Now, for your first assignment for this week, I'm going to pause so you can get a pen and a paper, piece of paper, because you need to write this down. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to reflect on all you've learned in this course this semester. I want you to think about where you thought you were headed in your career path at the beginning of this summer, and now where you believe you want to go 8 weeks later. If it's changed, tell us it's changed and how and why. If it hasn't, verify that it's still the same and why. Tell us where you want to go and why. Tell us about, where you were. And where you believe you're headed, job-wise, transfer-wise, has it changed, been made more clear? Next, tell us how the knowledge of criminal law that you worked to earn this semester will help you in that career path. And given that criminal law transcends every aspect of life, even the paralegal legal assistant working purely in the civil areas of practice will encounter a client who needs, at a minimum, a referral to a criminal lawyer. So really take some time to reflect, to think about where you were, where you are now, and where you hope to be in the coming years, and share those thoughts with the rest of us by the deadline noted on the course site. Next, I want you to read and comment on the post of other students by date and time. By the date and time noted on the course site. They're staggered. This is assignment one. It's staggered with assignment two, so it gives you a little extra time. I want you to be sincere in your reflection, your own post and the post of other students. It is likely, highly likely, you will see and deal with one another or maybe even work together in your careers. I teach students who take the criminal justice and the legal studies internships every semester, and it is more common than not that intern reports show that they run into former students. They work under former students. Former students work together either in the same place or on the same cases. I just had an email from somebody who teaches for me now, who was one of my criminal justice students a long time ago. Eventually went to law school and now serves as a lawyer. and he's come across and worked with and had on the opposite side or been involved in cases with many of the people that I remember him being in class with. It always gives me great pride to see those names pop up in the reports, and it's going to be the same when I see your name come up in similar situations as graduate of our programs. Finally, on this particular assignment, I'm just going to say that I hope you enjoyed the course. Feel free to email me your other feedback or constructive criticism. And don't forget to take ownership of the second assignment for this week. And remember that those dates and times have changed a little as well. For the second assignment, you do need to download and read the report writing resource I provided on the Canvas site. It gives you some guidance on writing reports, and some of you have some of that experience as a cadet or as an explorer or maybe in private security, some other employment, but some of you do not. Next, after you do that, there's a video that you should watch without sound. Watch it without sound. At least 3 times. More if you need to, but without sound. You can always go back to it, but at least 3 times. Just watch it. Don't do anything. Just watch it 3 times. It's short. It's not going to take you forever. After you've done that, using the Illinois criminal statutes linked to the course site on Canvas, decide the crimes you believe were committed by all of the individuals you observe in this video. All of the individuals you observe in this video. Okay? Look at the statutes. Which would you write up? And then you write a narrative of what you observe and incorporate the elements of the crime with the statute citations. You've heard me many times when I've given you these podcasts, recite the statute, write it out. 735 ILCS, right? Give this chapter, ILCS, and the section. For our purposes, the victim's name is James A. Smith. James A. period Smith. A as in Alex Smith. S-M-I-T-H Smith. The property address is 1234 Mockingbird Lane in unit number 3 in Peoria, Illinois. Mr. Smith had called in an attempted break-in caught on his surveillance camera. He shared this surveillance footage with the police officer and your sergeant, Sergeant Tom Higgins, badge number 234. And Sergeant Higgins has directed you to review the footage of the surveillance camera and to create a report about what you observe and any crimes you believe have occurred. Now, the most difficult task in your effort will be that of identifying the actors you don't have names for the suspects and potential witnesses who appear on this video. Because in this scenario where you have surveillance video provided by a complainant or victim, you will not have names of any of these individuals at this time. You're not going to have much to go on at this stage, but you will need to review the video and begin the investigation process with a report that documents what the video depicts. So, what you will do in this instance is refer to the suspects as subject number 1 and describe something they're wearing, subject number 2, etc. And the potential witnesses is witness 1 and witness 2, you know, clearly describing and distinguishing these individuals the first time they appear in your narrative by something of their appearance and their clothing. As an example, your report would begin with an introduction similar to the following. James A. Smith resides at 1234 Mockingbird Lane, Unit 3, Peoria, Illinois. Mr. Smith called dispatch with the report of an attempted break-in of his residence, and that was caught on his surveillance camera. Sergeant Tom Higgins, badge number 234, provided me with a copy of Mr. Smith's video, and he requested that I view the video and write this report documenting my observations. The first time you discuss a subject or witness, you would do so in this manner. Subject number one, and then in parentheses hereafter, subject one, is a medium build, white male, wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt, dark trousers, white shoes, dark gloves, and a Chicago Cubs baseball hat. Subject one was the first individual to approach the door of this residence. That's going to clearly allow the reader of the report, then when they look at the video, to understand what it is you are narrating. And then you follow this process as you move through your effort to properly identify the individuals, the other individuals, and best tell the story and tie in the elements of the crimes you decide have been committed in this video. And remember something we've touched on in this course, and a few of you have learned in greater detail through the CRJ 227 Administration of Justice and the 230 Evidence course. People assigned to write reports often get called to testify. They get called to testify in court under oath about the facts or circumstances contained in their report. So give this the thought and effort it deserves and use this as an opportunity to actually do something that you may find yourself doing, you may find useful in your future career. And I chose this assignment because I believe this opportunity serves you better than any pump and dump exam where you memorize, recite, and likely forget what you learned shortly after the final exam. With this assignment, you get to experience the type of task expected of police officers in criminal law, a task you're prepared to complete at this stage of the semester if you devote the time and effort to do so. Again, post your report by the date and time that's noted. Review other people's reports and comment by the date and time noted. Don't hesitate to stay in touch, both while you're at ICC and as you move on to other degrees, and especially as you move on into your career. From my graduates working a call or on an accident scene in my neighborhood who stop by to use the bathroom or on occasion to get some dinner from my wife, to the various things you will need from references to help on projects or jobs or whatever in your future, I'm here to support you as a student and as a fellow graduate of these programs. Stay well. I look forward to seeing what you create this week, and I appreciate everything you've done over the semester.